Well, Attorney General William Barr has agreed to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee next month to explain his intervention in the case of President Trump's longtime associate Roger Stone. Stone was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump tweeted out that the sentence recommendation made by prosecutors, 7 to 9 years, was horrible and very unfair. Shortly after that, Justice Department leadership intervened to seek a lower sentence. In a press conference today, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi characterized the entire affair this way.
This is an abuse of power that the president is again trying to manipulate federal law enforcement to serve his political interest.
NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas has been following all of this. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
And to review, the four prosecutors resigned from the Roger Stone case after the Justice Department intervened and recommended that lower sentence. We can assume that this was a decision made at the highest level at the DOJ. How unusual is it for an attorney general to intervene like this?
Well, it's common in big cases for the U.S. Attorney's Office. There are tons of them across the country. But for a U.S. Attorney's Office to communicate with main justice here in Washington, D.C. about a case, decisions made on that case. But it is very unusual, I'm told, by former prosecutors, people who have a lot of experience with the criminal justice system and DOJ and how it works. It's highly unusual for senior Justice Department leadership to weigh in on a case and overrule the line prosecutors who have handled a case when it comes to a sentencing recommendation. That is highly unusual, and that's partly why we have seen so much blowback to this.
Yeah, well, Justice Department officials say they were not reacting to the president's initial tweet, but then he tweeted out again congratulating William Barr on intervening. So what do we know about the actual sequence of events?
Well, this all stems from the sentencing memos that the prosecutor submitted on Monday evening, which is a regular part of the sentencing process. Stone is due to be sentenced next Thursday. So prosecutors submitted their memo on Monday evening where they recommended a sentence of 7 to 9 years for Stone. Then on Tuesday morning, the president tweeted that he thought that this recommendation was horribly unfair and that, you know, this what he called a miscarriage of justice can't be allowed to happen. And then around midday on Tuesday, a senior Justice Department official said that the department was shocked by this recommendation by the career line prosecutors and said that they would clarify the Justice Department's position. And so a few hours after that, a supplemental sentencing memo was submitted to the court in which the Justice Department essentially said that Stone committed serious offenses. He should spend some time behind bars, but that they feel that the amount of time that he spends behind bars should be far less than the 7 to 9 years that was originally recommended, and they left the ultimate decision on how much time, of course, to the judge in the case.
Yeah.
So all of this timeline, despite the fact that the Justice Department has said that the decision to push back on this initial recommendation was made on Monday evening, the timeline of the president's tweet and how the Justice Department then intervened in this case has certainly fueled all of these questions about potential political interference, why the Justice Department was weighing in like this. And I have certainly heard from sources of mine, former federal prosecutors, people who know the justice system, concerns about how this may tarnish the integrity of the justice system and you know, potentially raise questions about the even-handedness of the Justice Department itself.
Well, you mentioned the judge. On Twitter, the president attacked the judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson. How unusual is that? And you've been in the courtroom with her. Tell us about her.
We have seen President Trump go after judges in cases that he's been paying attention to. So in the case of President Trump, it's not unusual for him to target a judge in this way on Twitter. As far as Judge Amy Berman Jackson, she is the judge who oversaw the case against Paul Manafort here in Washington, D.C. That's President Trump's former campaign manager, against Manafort's deputy, Rick Gates, against Stone, and then also against someone else in a case that kind of spun off of the Mueller investigation. That's Greg Craig. And she has been very even-handed in court, I think a lot of people would say. She certainly gave Manafort and Gates, Manafort and Stone time to kind of correct for what were viewed as mistakes that they made during the course of the lead up to trial. Ultimately, she ended up putting Manafort, remanding him to custody because of witness tampering during the case. In Stone, she eventually put a gag order on. So she has, when needed to be, brought a strong hand to the case. But she has shown a lot of patience in this. And when it came to Manafort sentencing, she actually ended up giving basically a 45-minute speech as she spelled out exactly why she came down the way that she did on the final sentence.
Okay, we're going to follow this story throughout today as we continue to get reaction. As we said, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has called the incident an abuse of power. But Republicans are weighing in as well. We'll hear throughout the day. NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas, thank you.
Thank you.